This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us. Kyle's in front of the classroom. Kyle, I have a couple quick comments. So, guy shows up hypothetically here at our farm, and he says, I'm a dentist. I don't know how to change my oil, but gosh, it's really way past due. I'm afraid I'm going to blow my engine. Can you do that for me? So my first question to him might be, sure, I can do that. Did you bring any oil with you? How about the oil filter? You got one? I'll be glad to change it for you. The point I'm trying to make, class, is we buy oil here a few times a year. And we take our 6.5-foot wide trailer. It's 10 feet long. It's got sides that are 2x10 wood all around, so the contents won't go flying out. And we fill that up with oil. I'm talking about quarts of oil, 5-quart jugs of oil, gallons of oil, 5-gallon pails of oil. And then we also fill up the pickup truck bed, which is sometimes it's a full-size 8-foot bed. So the bed is filled with oil. Motor oil, engine oil, if you will, diesel, gasoline, 5W30, 15W40, full synthetic, conventional, all of that, gear oil. And so we fill that up, and we bring it back to the farm. And we do that a few times a year. Now, that's a lot of oil. Most people would say, wow. Okay, but why do we do that a few times a year? Because that's how much we go through. You know, changing people's oil in their vehicles and trucks and tractors and, you know, heavy equipment, etc. The point I'm trying to make is there's a lot of things that you need. And if you need an oil change, are you going to assume that I have the oil for you? Or Jiffy Lube's going to have the oil for you? Or are you going to have the oil for you and the oil filter that you need for you? Because your oil filter may not be one of the couple hundred that we have here at the farm. Kyle, any comments about that?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff. You know, things are going to, I believe, Vince, before we're getting through all of this trouble, things are going to change dramatically. It's going to be something along the lines of a doctor coming to your house to deliver a baby for a couple dozen eggs. You know, it ain't going to be like what, or somebody pulling a tooth, a dentist pulling a tooth for you and making and sewing you up for changing your oil and providing the oil and filter for him. It's going to be barter system along those lines, I think.
And it also may turn into an hour for an hour. So, for example, if the dentist shows up here and he does something and whatever his procedure is that we would request. And he works on that particular job for an hour, and he wants us to fix his car, and it takes an hour, we're even. But if it takes us an hour and a half, we're not even. He owes us. Because he's not going to be so special anymore if he needs our services as much as we need his services.
Exactly. Yep, yeah. That's exactly where I was going with this stuff, Vince.
And here,
did you have more comments? Go ahead.
Here, you mentioned weak links. And class, if you've ever used a chain, you know, this is really true. So if you use a chain and you're pulling something with a chain, the chain breaks. It didn't break at the strongest link. It broke at the weakest link. Okay, that's what Kyle meant. Now, here's something that is probably going to be pretty controversial, but I'll say it anyway. If you have someone coming into your fold, you know, not a family member, someone who shows up, and maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a really good friend. But that friend is a smoker. That's a weak link. Because a smoker is absolutely positively addicted to that smoke. And where is that smoker going to get his or her next fix? And will that smoker give you away by the smell of the smoke when he or she goes out to sneak a cigarette in the middle of the night when you don't want that person to do that at your house? Okay, all's quiet on the Western Front. Nobody's making a sound. Everybody's trying to stay low. Everybody's got his head or her head down to be inconspicuous. And then that guy lights up his cigarette. Kyle, any comments?
Absolutely true, Vince. I remember a friend of mine who was in Vietnam. Him and his friend were on guard duty on an outpost, and he lit up, and he said his friend was a smoker, and he lit up, and instantly he got his head blowed off. He said, I sit there and watched it. He said, it changed my life. He said, anyway, so because that illuminated the guy's head and a sniper was waiting in wait for him. So, folks, weak links can come in all kinds. People that can't reason, people that you can't sit and have a discussion with where it has to be all their way or the highway. Those kind of things, you have to be able to have humility in your group. It's really, really, really important. There's got to be somebody that's going to have the final say. But at that point, that person, whoever that person is, has got to be willing to listen to the rest of the group and weigh out decisions and try to make something. It's not going to be a democracy. You can't afford to live that way with a democracy as far as mob rule, that most people are going to make up the decisions for the group. I'll guarantee you that's going to get you killed. You wait and see what I tell you when this happens. There's a reason that an army structure where they have commanders above and below them down to the enlisted, there's a reason they have that for a serious life or death reason. And you better consider those things.
And it has to do with
Go ahead.
It has to do with experience. You know, the commander, the captain of the ship, has more experience than the guy who is pushing the button to raise and lower the anchor. Okay, it's as simple as that. And it could come, you know, it could come down to grease. Do you have a tube of grease to grease the front end of your piece of equipment, whether it be tractor or whether it be an automobile or truck? What I'm saying is, you may not be able to get the tie rod ends. You may not be able to get the ball joints. You may not be able to get the PTO universal joints for the implement that is spinning on the back of your tractor. So grease is going to be the thing that keeps that lasting its maximum life. Do you have a tube of grease? Now, how much does that cost? Well, it might be, depending on how you buy it, it might be $4, $5, $6 a tube or a tub, you know, 1 pound. Do you have it? Now, if you don't use it, it does no sense in buying it. But if you do use it, you ought to have it. That's just one of those little barter items. You know, somebody could come up to us and say, hey, can you do some work for me? I've got a tub of grease. Well, that grease might be really, really valuable. In a grid down situation, it absolutely will be valuable.
Absolutely.
The list is so long. My list is 202 items, and I'm just getting 204 items. I'm just getting started. And I've been keeping this list for months, class. I just keep adding and adding and adding. Water boots.
Yep.
Think about that. We call them water boots. You might call them snow boots, okay? You know, a traction-type tread, something that, you know, goes well over your calf, that you can walk in the snow, you can walk in the water without getting your foot fungus, right? And not ruining your leather shoes, which is on the list, too, leather shoes. Because the China sneakers don't last very long. Back to you, Val.
Yeah, you know, some Vince, I'll just throw out some ideas here of things that I've been thinking of. This is just, now this is for those that are prepared that you might want to have extra of just in case, because I think we need to think in terms of people who are transient, who are moving, who are trying to get somewhere, who are even in their homes, but they're not prepared at all, and they don't hardly have nothing. That what's, they might have a freezer full of food right now, or they might just have the refrigerator freezer got food in it enough for a week or two, and then they're going to be hungry and starving. So if you are prepared and you are, what kind of things can you buy now that are super cheap that might be for mercy's sake or for trade for something else that somebody else might have? What are some things that, and I come up with just a short list for, because I knew we only going to have, you know, I don't know what it is, 40 minutes after commercials here. And my list is just like Vince's. I've got many, 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 many items, but I'm going to try to hit a few of them here just to try to help people think in terms of what would happen if you've got people traveling around through and somebody shows up at your door. What kind of things are they absolutely, more than likely, not going to have? So here goes a few of them, okay? We buy tons of these little small containers of peanut butter. Okay, that's going to sound weird maybe to some people, but they're small. They're only like about 5 inches tall and maybe 2.5 inches in diameter, and we get them really cheap, and it's cheap peanut butter. Those kind of things with some crackers to be able to help people go through. I bet, I mean, I don't know how many we have, but we have a bunch. Granola bars. The other day, this is funny. I was at the grocery store. I walked in there and I had just walked up and this guy was throwing these packages of 6 organic granola bar packets, little boxes of this stuff for 39 cents a box. A box. And, you know, the normal price on this was $3.39 for this stuff. So I bought a whole bunch of them. And we're just going to stock them up. Because if I had to, I could give a couple of boxes to somebody and help them keep going down the road. Toilet paper. I mean, I know there's a great big design, a big push on toilet paper and all that kind of stuff, but you can't believe how many people still don't have any, or if they have to go for a long distance, they're not going to have anything like that enough to keep them going till they get there. And people are very wasteful. Tampons, another one. Shoelaces. And or like Vince said, if you find cheap shoes, Vince, the other day, yes, in fact, just last weekend, I was at a garage sale where a guy was selling full-size 100% wool blankets. Wool, 100% wool, full-size bed-type blankets for $5 a piece. I'll continue on here.
They must have been 60 years old, 50 years old. Who makes wool blankets, right?
And they look like new.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, and if you keep the moths away, they'll last a long time, and they work great. U.S. Army used them all the time. Yep. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle mentioned toilet paper. This year, toilet paper has gone up. Scott's, you know, the 1,000 sheet rolls. From 49 cents to 72 cents. So, for those of you who think that inflation's not here, it absolutely positively is here. The numbers that the government is releasing are absolutely incorrect. Fuel has gone up about 46%, between 42 and 46% since the president, the current guy, the plagiarist, has taken a seat at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I used to wonder how many people were prepared. And I'm not talking about someone who has a little bit of extra food in the refrigerator. I'm talking about really prepared. Lots and lots of different ways. I don't mean silly things like, I'm not going to use that, but really prepared. I used to think about 10%. There were 10% of us in America who were prepared. Then I thought, no, I don't think so. 5%. I don't think so. Then I thought, 2%. It's got to be 2%. No, it's not. And I thought, maybe 1%. And it's not.
Right.
It's 0.1%. That's my number. 0.1% of people are actually seriously prepared. 0.1%. And what am I talking about? I mean, I'm talking about people who have a book on plumbing. Okay, how to fix their own plumbing. I'm talking about people who have a book on how to fix their own wiring. I'm talking about people who have grease and oil filters and dog food and cat food and the 55-gallon drums to put it in. I'm talking about people who have AAA. They call them batteries. They're not batteries. They're called dry cells. AAA alkaline cells or AA alkaline cells. No, I'm not talking about for a flashlight. You should have rechargeable cells for a flashlight. But I'm talking about if you have a digital thermostat, and most people do, believe it or not, or as my friend Pete would say when I was growing up, believe it or else, it uses battery backup. And behind there, where you haven't seen it, unless you installed it yourself, there are about three cells. And when they go dead after 5 years at the latest, that thermostat's going to act goofy. It is not going to work. You're going to tell it what to do, and it's going to forget. Or it's going to be off, 5 degrees. Or it's not going to work. Or it's going to reset itself over and over and over again. And it's not going to work. So for three lousy AAA cells, you won't have heat because you have a digital thermostat. Or a cordless phone. Kyle?
Yeah, absolutely true, Vince. That's the other things, some of the other ideas I had on, if people are traveling through, what do you think they would give you or trade you or do whatever is necessary if you're just trying to keep them alive, just to have a solar flashlight, an extra one that you might have for barter or trade, or batteries, like you just said. How many people? And I want to bring this up because this is another one I've heard people say, and it's true that whiskey and tobacco are going to be something that you want to stock up on for barter. But I've got a thought for you folks on this. What kind of desperation are those people going to exhibit when you show them that that's what you have? Do you think those kind of people are the ones you want to do any trading or bartering with? Because those are the kind of people, especially alcoholics, but smokers probably not so much, but still some. But if you showed an alcoholic that you've got whiskey for barter or trade, sure, they might do anything. That's the whole point. They might do anything for that next drink. So you might want to consider who and how you're going to use that to barter. Because medicinally, alcohol can be quite handy. For antiseptic, it can be quite handy and useful. And I'm talking about, mostly the type of alcohol, not to be able to, the stuff you can drink, but at the same time, something that you could use for an antiseptic. I'll finish some more on the other side.
Yeah, we're talking about vodka. And
yeah.
Vodka can be used to make tinctures, which you may need to make because you'll be making your own medicine. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is telling Americans who receive the Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna coronavirus vaccines they should get a booster shot 8 months after their second vaccine dose. But less data is available on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and the Fed's recommendation does not apply to the nearly 14 million Americans who receive the J&J vaccine at this time. Ashraf Ghani, the exiled president of Afghanistan, says he was expelled and would have been hanged had he remained in country instead of leaving. He posted the claim on Facebook Wednesday. He also claimed that he arrived in the United Arab Emirates without any money, rejecting accusations that he stole $169 million from his government. A Chinese satellite mysteriously broke apart in March, scattering into a dozen pieces. Harvard astronomer Jonathan McDowell says a chunk of an old Russian rocket appears to have crashed into the Chinese satellite. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The fall of Afghanistan has led to betrayal by the Biden administration. Afghan interpreter Saber Nasseri on Fox News begs President Biden for help.
I fought for this country. I served 11 years for U.S. Marine Corps. But now I lost my fingers in the war. The Taliban, they cut my fingers off. They cut my bodies. All that. I got a lot of shrapnels. I work for Navy SEALs, U.S. Marines in Afghanistan. But right now, the Taliban, they are hunting my family. Because this country, they made a documentary movie about me. I won the Hollywood Award, Emmy Award, a lot of awards I won, and my family, they're in a movie too, John Allen and other colonels and generals that they work with me. The Taliban, they just cut my cousin neck off a couple days ago, that they moved from Baghlan province to Kabul, and they are hunting my family and my brother family, they all living close to the airport. It become 1 week. I didn't sleep, I didn't eat good. And I didn't. I'm very worried about my family. I might lose my family. And I'm asking from Mr. Joe Biden that he broke his promise and he left my family and other American allies behind. What's your answer for humanity? For me, that I support and sacrifice for this country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. And you know, this weak link, smokers, is really a big deal, class. Because they're addicted. And frankly, we had a person here at the farm who stayed here, and while we were out, this person smoked in our house, which is absolutely forbidden. He just couldn't help himself. And so, would I ever have that person back here at the farm? Of course not. Can I trust that person? Of course not. Would I say, okay, in the morning meeting, all right, we've got four corners of the property. Each one of you four will take one corner. Your job is to stay there for 8 hours until you're relieved. Radio silence. Do not use your communications
devices for any purpose other than an emergency to let us know that we're being invaded, you know, for example? Okay, and could I trust that person not to light up and smoke in his corner of the farm? Could I? Of course not. So would I have that person here? Of course not. Why? Because it's life or death. Kyle?
Absolutely true, Vince. And the same thing would be true for a guy going through that's an alcoholic. You know, you can't trust them. I've seen it in my life many times where they will do anything for that next drink. And they will get to the point where it's an addiction that is so bad, and it affects your mind. It affects everything. So, folks, this is something you better think about, because your life and the lives of the rest of your group may depend on it. The other thing, some other ideas I had, folks. Now, this is for larger trades. Folks, if you're prepared and you think you've got yourself taken care of, and you can afford this, what do you think a person that is, say, in a all-electric home, what do you think that they would trade you for a 1,000-watt generator and a 500-watt heater with an extension cord? I'll bet you they would give you their car. So, folks, there's some ideas here. I'm just throwing this out here. I have a few of down for this very reason, because people will, if it's in the middle of winter and they're all huddled around the room and they've got no heat and no way to get heat and no way to start a fire, around here, Vince, I don't know about your area, but there's so much camping and things that go on constantly that there, these gas, the little Coleman two burner type, gas stoves that you fill up with white gas are as common as dog hair almost. And, I have a bunch of them with, and people will sell them at garage sales for $2, $3, $4, $5 sometimes. And they'll sell the gallon of white gas with it, sometimes for nothing, but at the very most I've ever had to pay for that has been like $1.50 for a whole gallon of white gas. So, folks, if you can pick those kind of things up, just imagine, if you're already prepared, just imagine you come across something that you didn't think of or something of yours breaks that you don't have the extra part for. What do you think somebody that might have that part would trade for a Coleman two-burner gas stove with a gallon of white gas that you might have $10 in at the most, and you, this part that you need might be worth $200. But in a crisis situation, yours, the value of warmth outweighs the value of a part. So I'm trying to give you a way of thinking here that might save your life. If people can't eat because they can't cook food, there's another one. I mean, these people that have these big, nice, all-electric homes, if they run out of their barbecue or propane because they're having to cook on it all the time, what do you think they would trade you for a 20-pound propane bottle if you had extras that are already done? I bet you the other thing that's just common as dog's hair right now, salt and pepper. People are not stocked up on this stuff. If you had a 25-pound bag of salt, you could probably take a little sandwich baggie of salt and get almost anything you need from anybody else. A sandwich baggie of beans, extra little cooking pans, small ones even, but stuff that you can pick up at garage sales now for 25 cents or 50 cents or practically free sometimes. There was a garage sale I went to about 3 weeks ago, Vince, where a guy was literally getting rid of shoes, house shoes, sandals, boots, and he had a tote full of them for free. And they weren't even my size, but they're something that I can barter and trade down the line. And so I took them. He had another tote. This is no joke. Another whole tote of antifreeze oil, even though it's not the kind of oil that I use, sprays, like liquid wrench. This whole tote was free. So folks, that kind of stuff is out there sometimes. You gotta hunt for it and you gotta, you know, look and think. But, that kind of stuff might be, is going to be worth one of these days. It is going to be the currency. It is going to be the currency. You wait and see what I tell you in this country. In the last depression, I remember my grandpas, both of them, and my dad and my uncles talking to me about what it was worth if they could get a guide. They would have bums come by, and for one meal, this guy would hoe the entire garden and pull out all the weeds for hours for a meal. So folks, there's things that you need to think about as far as goods and services not being what they are now, but being a currency. So I'm just trying to put a thought process in your head. I know you got comments. Vince, go for it.
I know a guy who was a lawyer, and during the first Great Depression, this was in Virginia, this guy told me that that family had just a little bit of wherewithal. Everybody else was broke. So for $5, they could get an acre of land cleared. I'm talking about the trees sawed down, sawed up into, you know, firewood. $5 for an acre. That's a lot of work to do it by hand. You know, it'd take a little while to do it with a bulldozer. Okay? But to clear an acre of land and cut it up and stack it for firewood for $5? Unbelievable. So people are desperate during these depressions. And we are already in the second Great Depression, in my opinion. People haven't figured it out yet, because when the government stops or permitting the federal or siding with the Federal Reserve to just release anti-rioting payments. When that stops, the rioting resumes. We've already had rioting. BLM, right? We've already had cities burned down. It's already happened recently. So if you don't think that that's going to happen, it's already happened. So you need to do a couple things. One, get out of Dodge. Get out of there. You know, in the East Coast, during the 60s, there were race riots. And I had some friends who lived in a city at the time. I didn't live in the city, but I grew up in the countryside. But one of my friends who did live in one of those cities where the National Guard was on many corners downtown, trying to quell the rioting and the burning and the looting and the slashing and the crashing and the bashing and the busting and the burning. He and his friends were on the rooftops of their houses with hunting rifles. Because he said if they, meaning the rioters, came down their street, they're going to kill them. They weren't going to let a bunch of out-of-control looters and rioters burn down their houses. Now, what would you do, class, if you were in the situation of my friend and they were rioting 10 blocks away and burning 10 blocks away? And then the next day it was 9 blocks away. And then 3 days ago, it was 8 blocks away. What would you do? Would you do what my friend did and get together with his buddies and his friends and his neighbors, and would you have one of those little meetings and said, hey, listen, we're not going to allow this. Y'all going to join me, or am I all by myself? Would you even have that meeting? Or would you just expect the government to take care of it? You know, like they did in Afghanistan. The government, you cannot depend on them to honor their promises. They lie. And your friends are going to lie. I have lost so many friends, former friends, people who I thought were friends. I've lost a bunch of them over all kinds of things, like my position on COVID being real. I'm so glad that I've lost these friends, because now I don't have to carry them. You need to have these meetings with your family and figure out who actually is on your team and who is not on your team. I sent an email yesterday to a broadcaster, Jeff Rentz. I've talked to him on the phone over the years. We have never been on each other's broadcast. And my email was really simple. Jeff, starting to feel lonely. I'd love to hear your take on that. How many are still on our team? That's what my email said. And that's the truth. There are very few people who are talking about what we're talking about. You know, they may be talking about, you know, government conspiracies and all that, but they're not telling you what you can do about it. It's getting lonely. Actually, I think I have the email right here. Yeah, I'll read it to you. I sent it yesterday at 5:56 p.m. to Jeff Rentz. Jeff, it's quote, Jeff, it's starting to feel more lonely out there. I'd like to get your take on how many on our team you think are still in the game. Thank you, Vincent Finelli. That's the truth. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, during the last break, I just went to the kitchen to see the family, and our son is all prepared to pick up some hay. Kyle mentioned hay early in the broadcast. You know, what would we barter for hay? Well, that's a real problem around here. So we agreed to buy some hay, and we're going to pick it up today. So our son has the truck, the diesel truck, all hooked up to a 18,000-pound trailer, gooseneck trailer. It's all ready to go. And his face is all swollen. He got everything hooked up. He's ready to pull out. And he got stung right under his eye by a bee. Now, of course, there's a little bit of pain involved, but that's not the big part. The big part is his face is going to swell up and he's not going to have both eyes working where he can see where he's going. So the hay that he was going to buy, he can't buy. Unless I go. Which I said, I'm going to do that. So I'm going to drive the truck. But what I'm saying is, do you have Benadryl? If that happens to you? Was he planning on this? Of course not. Do we have Benadryl? Yes. So that's just one little thing. Kyle, you know, one little bee can ruin your whole day.
Oh, and, you know, I got a quick comment, Vince. Folks, and you should really pay attention to what I'm fixing to say next. That poor guy that at the bottom of the hour was talking, that poor Afghan guy that had his fingers cut off and had been abandoned, had his family's being abandoned, and they're being hunted, and they're going to be killed. If you think for 1 second that this federal government cares any more about you than they did him, you are so going to be such a rude awakening for you that it's going to stun the entire populace of this country. They couldn't give a rip about you. They really don't. I guarantee you, you're going to find out the hard way when the crap hits the fan in this economy in this country, you're going to find out the hard way that they really don't give nothing, two hoots for you. I want to jump back just for a second here, Vince, onto some other things that I thought about, that the ability, like Vince has and I have, of solar to be able to produce power for people. If you're already prepared, being able to do that for people. I heard an ad for silver at the bottom of the hour. If you don't own your own silver or you don't own your own silver generator, that is one of the, being able to do that will clear up more things than you can imagine. I don't want to get anybody in trouble here by saying the wrong word, but we have used that for years, and it has cleared up in things with my kids, everything from pink eye to sore throats to strep. So I'm just telling you, that's what we have used it for, and it worked for us. The other things that you might want to think about having is backpacks, the little cheapy things that you can pick up for practically nothing at garage sales because people want to just throw them away. Make sure the zippers work and make sure the straps work, and being able to have those with, say, a roll of toilet paper in them, a little bit of sandwich bread, peanut butter, or something that you can hand out just if somebody's traveling through or you want to barter for their labor or something along that lines. Stuff like that are going to be worth their weight in gold as a currency. Anyway, the ability to get water. If you have your system, like my system, is hooked up to my solar panels and it's hooked up to my batteries, and all I got to do is flip a switch and I can have water. And if I'm the only one in this whole area that's got water, what do you think that's worth? So folks, figure out a way, if even a hand pump or something on your well, some way to be able to get water out of your well, or have a stream somewhere that you can pump out of and then purify the water to be able to have it. That kind of thing, those things are a currency, and they're going to change the value now because everybody's got it is really low. But flip this economy on its ears, with no, where money is almost worthless, and then everything that you can do or that you have is going to be changed in value almost overnight. Your comment, Vince?
I don't think there's a single paper currency that hasn't turned to almost dust toward the end of its life expectancy. I've got Weimar currency, you know, in the 1 mark, 2 mark, 5 mark, 10 mark. Million mark, 5 million mark, 10 million mark, 2 trillion marks. Yeah, and the more the higher the denomination, the smaller the piece of paper. I've had a 2 trillion mark Weimar Republic note that looks like Monopoly money. You know, I just wanted to mention, I said to Jason, we were going to be doing this class a couple days ago. I said, what do you think would be a good preparedness barterable item? First thing out of his mouth, no hesitation, water. That's what you just said. And you're both absolutely positively right. Because 3 days without it, you're dead.
Yep.
Kyle, thank you so much. We're going to have to do the rest of this in a couple weeks.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.